Hey everybody, welcome to the Battery Cast. This is Sky Guy. And that's Shammy over there.
Hi, I'm playing Minecraft.
And we have a guest. Could you please introduce yourself?
I am Double Cross, and I exist.
To betray.
What?
Hence the name Double Cross.
Yeah, that, what he said.
To double cross means to portray. Okay. portray. Sorry, English is apparently not my first language. I'm sick too. How about that? We have not recorded in a. How many months, you want to say, Shemi?
I don't know. When was the last episode? I wasn't in it.
Oh, gosh.
Can't call it a comeback if you never left.
it might have been like 6 months.
Wait, really? Like you and I in a podcast?
Yeah, or... well, the last podcast we did was me, Tom, and Kara, and that was
really?
Before YomaCon.
Huh. Well, I get to be here for the grand reunion.
Yay! Okay,
well,
that's
no one else is here.
Yeah, exactly. So that was like September. Well, that was October.
I think. I don't know.
December, yeah, so...
So that'll be like 2 months ago.
Two, three months, yeah. So, man, a lot happened. We're not going to catch up on all that shit. We're just going to talk about...
Well, we can. I can just edit, like, half the shit out if you want.
I don't even remember half the shit. I just know what's going on, like, right now, what recently is happening. For one thing, Christmas happened. Everyone have a good Christmas? You got good gifts?
Yeah.
I'm getting my gift soon-ish.
I got a cell phone mount for my car, and I got awesome owl stuff.
What, owl stuff?
Yeah, like, you know, who?
Did you get the ability to turn your head 180 degrees?
Yes.
Because that would be awesome.
Perfect.
Man, I wish.
Wait, do you have an owl?
No, I don't. Why, what's up?
Well, I was like, you said you got owl stuff. What
like,
is that?
Like owl themed stuff.
Oh,
like,
owl-themed stuff. Oh,
I got an owl like cover for my phone and yeah.
Did you get a bag of owl feed that you're going to eat yourself?
No.
When you poop, do you leave owl pellets?
Owls throw up pellets.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, fuck, I'm not a entomologist.
Animographer.
Animographer. I'm not a zoographer. Alright.
You'd be surprised how many people think I can turn into a beaver.
You
what?
Can't. Get out.
I didn't say I could. I said people thought I could.
Oh.
Who
that?
What? I'm confused.
That sounds like a pickup line to a girl.
What?
Hey,
why?
Baby, I can
girl,
turn to a beaver.
Girl, you must be able to turn to a beaver because damn.
Yeah.
I tried it.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe I should
fell
jump
on
out
your
the window.
Oh, God. Okay. I told you we're bad. Sorry. All right, so Double Cross, let's get the shit on the way. Question number one. Who the fuck are you?
Who the
tell
fuck
us,
am I?
Tell us about yourself.
Who the fuck am I?
And why we should give shits.
I'm the goddamn Muffin Man!
Oh, God.
Oh, no. The time has come.
Are you who lives on Drury Lane?
Yes.
Does that mean you're married?
Used to be.
To the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man?
How can I be married to the Muffin Man if I am the Muffin Man?
I'm just reciting the song. I don't know how it goes.
At least we can catch you, unlike that gingerbread man.
That gingerbread cunt.
What the crap?
Could you hear my mom laughing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Right after I said cunt, she started laughing, which is funny because she's like a super diehard Christian. It just makes it all the better.
Yeah. That's good shit, man.
Okay, well, Doublecross, tell us about your live stream channel and everything that you do on that channel.
Well, I do something incredibly creative and original. I play video games on the internet and complain about them.
Hey, you know, it may not be original, but it's creative and it's funny. Well,
it's creative when you play Minecraft.
It's creative if you can think up of funny things to say. Well, and it's entertaining to people. You're entertaining people. That's not bad. And there's the link.
I didn't say it was bad. I wouldn't be doing it if I thought it was bad.
Good. It is not bad. It is fantastic.
It's the best stream on the internet. It's the best everything on the internet. You want it to be the best sandwich on the internet? It's the best sandwich on the internet.
There you go. There's your marketing, people.
What if I want it to be the best poop? Can it be the best poop?
It can be the best poop ever.
Sweet poop.
Take a big whiff of it, because it is A tier. It is top grade.
This is some god tier poop.
For a second there, I thought it was like god, like T-E-A-R, as opposed to like T-I-E-R. Never mind.
What would that even be? What?
God cries poop.
It's like those people in horror movies that cry blood, except 100% more disgusting and creepy.
Exactly. Oh gosh. All right. So, what type of games do you usually stream?
Well, I haven't streamed anything in a little while. I mean, I tried to stream a game yesterday, but it was an old school point and click, and I immediately remembered why I never played those when I tried to play it.
Was it like King's Quest, where it was like bullshit, like things you gotta do to make sure you don't die?
Yeah. But I haven't really been playing much, except Metal Gear Rising comes out on Steam in 4 days. My channel is going to get a lot of use after that.
Yeah, I got it for the PS3 a long time ago. Like, I'm on the final boss, and like, holy shit, is it hard.
Yes, it's very hard, and it makes me very hard.
Great.
From the very first moment you rip out a guy's spinal cord and crush it in your fist, it's love.
That was like prom.
I never went to prom.
Yeah, I got kicked out after I ripped out that guy's spine.
Are you Sub-Zero?
I'm related to him.
Ah, you're Sub-Zero's cousin.
Yes. Nice remove. Is very fond of teaching people how to mutilate each other. Thanksgiving was a bloodbath.
Sub-Zero's cousin, Tepid. Try to make a temperature joke anyways. All right, so what was the point of click game, by the way?
Beneath the Steel Sky, and do I hear an airplane?
I hear an airplane, too.
Oh, gosh. This
I
is the benefit,
this
benefits of living next to a train, next to train tracks.
Oh, it's a train.
Yeah.
I live near a train.
I live, like, almost underneath the tracks. I live practically underneath the tracks.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if I look up my window, I can see the tracks. Or, like practically a stone's throw away.
Wait, so when is it impractical to live underneath the train track?
When the train tracks are actually on your roof.
Oh. All right. I'll accept that.
Yeah, because I was asking, because I started playing a point-and-click game on Steam. I don't know how long it's been out. I have no mouth and I must scream.
Oh, God.
That game has been out for forever, but it only got on Steam recently.
Yes.
Yeah,
like
it's been out since, like, the early 90s.
Yeah, the developers for that game have, like, been, like, defunct, like, for a long time. They're the same people who made Darkseid, by the way.
Another game I got.
That explains so much.
This game, well, of course, if you've ever seen Darkseid, and it's an old, you know, it runs on MS-DOS, the MS-DOS box, and it's pretty freaky. And it's adult. There's a lot of adult themes in it.
Yeah.
Shit that
like eating babies.
Shit that would not get past the ESRB today.
Yeah.
Not even close.
That game also reminds me of prom.
What, the whole, like, getting
Eating
an alien
babies?
embryo in your head type of thing?
Oh God, watching that animation just it makes me like rub my head.
It's not even that creepy, it's just,
I
like,
know, but just like watching it and like it's gross is what it is.
yeah.
Cause if you just like imagine like what it would feel like to have that thing slide inside,
I
you
could
get
take a
like
wild guess.
just like ugh. Next question. How long have you been live streaming?
I started sometime last year. I'm never gonna get used to that. Feels like it's been 2013 forever.
Oh, I know, right? Now we all gotta start signing our checks differently now.
I still feel like it's like
Only I had
2011.
checks.
You still, what you say, you still feel like 2011?
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man.
I still feel like it's 1877. Oh, come, slave, bring me my cotton.
You don't even, your whole house is lit by candles.
I'm not even talking on a computer. I'm talking to a toaster, and you're both delusions inside my head.
You know, toasters didn't exist back then.
You've
Just
got a point.
saying. Just saying.
I'm not writing a period piece, I'm making a dumb joke.
I'm talking into a candle, into a gas lantern.
I'm talking into a gas lantern. It's burning my face right now, but I don't know because I think I'm talking to people.
I'm actually putting my ear up to the glass part. I can hear you guys. You guys sound like you're hissing. I can smell you guys. It smells like burning.
Just like cigarettes.
And prom. I'm
And
gonna run that into the ground, aren't I?
everything smells like prom if you really think about it.
Well, if crime shows are anything to go by, everything is covered in semen, so you're not wrong.
This is true, especially if you've ever seen SVU, Law and Order, SVU.
There's
If that is
probably
any.
semen on all of us right now, and we just don't know it.
It is
Oh, I
gallons.
know it, but I don't know if you two know it.
I suddenly feel the need to change my clothes and throw up. Suddenly the alien embryo sliding into the skullgina isn't as bad now.
Skullgina?
It's what it looks like. It's a vertical
Jesus.
slit that opens up and it goes in. It looks just like it.
An axe wound?
Okay, there you go.
I
Okay, a double. What is your favorite type of game to stream?
Favorite type of game?
Like any game in the like
Well,
RPG or whatever.
I have an answer to that, but there's not really a good name for it. I mean, there's like seven different names, and nobody can agree on which one is the definitive one.
What do you call it?
Okay. How about I just list off all the names for it?
Okay.
Let's see. There's character action game, technical action game, spectacle fighter, and my least favorite, crazy games, which is CUHRAYZEE, which is probably the dumbest one.
I'm actually going online to Google. What the heck? Oh, someone asked me a question. Oh.
I could just tell you, it's stuff like Bayonetta and Devil May Cry and God of War.
Okay. Action game.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's a.
I would say action game because it's just action.
That's a little too generic for me. Because
Well,
action
because
could mean anything from Devil May Cry to Dynasty Warriors to
anything.
even.
I would say anything where you were attacking is like the primary like
Yeah, that's what I mean by it being too
thing.
generic.
You know, but like
That could be
yeah,
like
you're right.
Final
You're
Fantasy and shit.
Yeah, you're right. Just like
It's just too vague.
I want to say one man army.
One Man Army? What?
Yeah, where you're just one character who just mows down like the entire legion of hell or heaven, depending on what game you're playing.
Like Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, the only games I can think of that fit that mold are anything that copies Dynasty Warriors.
No Musou games, no none of that shit. I used to like them until you started getting air juggled. Like you'd get up, someone would sweep you and then you'd bounce on the ground. You'd get back up, someone would sweep you again and bounce on the ground, and they were just cheap as shit.
Oh, sweep.
The camera was always just up its own ass. You couldn't see, especially when it was like a boss fight and he was on a horse and he would just zoom past you. Oh god, it was so fucking annoying.
I hear Son Goku Buster is really good.
I've never played that before. I'll have to give it a shot. Which is, it's, my feelings on those type of games is really like giving me some reluctance against that new Hyrule Warriors game.
Oh, I want to play that so bad.
I know, so do I.
I don't even like Zelda that much and I really want it.
But I'm just like, oh, it's a Musou game.
That's why I want it.
They better not fuck it up. But it looks like it's going to be different. It looks like there's a... I don't remember there being a targeting system, but one thing that was different is, like, the bosses. Like, there was the scene in the trailer of the Dodongo giant boss. They've never done that in Dynasty Warriors. It was always another person. Like, you know, the boss in this is, like, the general, and he looks just like a regular guy, except he's on a horse, or he has, like, a unique giant weapon or something. So, and, you know, then there's, like, he has, like, the magic of staff ability, and it just, it looks... I have, you know, I'll give Nintendo the benefit of the doubt, because if it's Zelda, they're going to be watching it closely, you know, to make sure that they don't fuck it up, because it's Zelda.
They learned from that CDI business.
Who's the developer for that game, by the way? Like, for the Zelda thing?
I don't know.
As I Google it.
Hold on. Because, if Nintendo's going to be doing it, like... It would be like high quality.
The developer, is Nintendo, and also Tecmo Koei, who did Dynasty Warriors.
Okay, so
and the genre for that, they're titling hack and slash action on Wikipedia.
Okay,
as long as we're here, let's look up God of War and see what they call that one. Oh wait, no, let's cut.
That's hack and slash again.
Yeah, I would probably say hack and slash.
The problem with hack and slash is that if I type that into Google, then I also get stuff like Diablo and Torchlight.
Why would you get Diablo?
I don't know.
That's so
Video game genres are busted as hell.
Action, hack and slash from Bayonetta. I need to play Bayonetta.
I have Bayonetta. I haven't beaten it, though, because it's hard as fuck.
You mean like fan service Sonetta?
Dude.
What?
We watch Kill la Kill.
Yeah, true.
By the way,
fantastic. I've only seen 3 episodes of that.
Fantastic anime, great action scenes.
Yeah, I've only seen a few of them too. Like
fan service to hell. It's so much fan serviced, but it's great.
The problem I have is that it feels like it's going too fast.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think it's. I think it's gonna have a semi long run.
It's gonna have a 26 episode run. That's been confirmed.
Unlike Bleach, which has like a million episode run.
Somebody doesn't like Bleach.
No, I'm fine with it up until
Lots
they say
people
Ruby.
Don't like Bleach.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Bleach has got pretty. It got generic
and over the top.
There's so much.
If it
filler.
Just got over the top, that'd be fine. But it got over the top in all of the wrong ways.
Mm-hmm. And then all the filler. So much damn filler. Like
there's
more filler in that than Naruto. At least the Naruto filler was like somewhat interesting.
Yeah, my feelings on Bleach and Naruto are a little odd because the beginning of Bleach is better than all of Naruto, but all of Naruto is better than all of Bleach.
Yeah,
now,
are
we including Shippuden?
Sure, why not?
I would say have you seen Shippuden? Or Shippuden?
Pieces of it.
Shippuden.
Yeah. Because I'm a Naruto, if you want to call me that, whatever. I'm a fan of Naruto. I would say Naruto is resembling Bleach right now. It's kind of got a
Yeah,
Bleach,
I remember
Bleach,
reading...
Bleach / Dragon Ball Z-ish type of feel right now.
I remember I was subbed to Shonen Jump for like a year, 3 years ago. And it felt like Naruto's story was wrapping up then, but it's still going.
It's a popular anime that people will watch.
It's the same thing with One Piece. Like, they could have wrapped it up some time ago, but why would they, you know?
Yeah, they're making a shitload of money for doing little work, so.
Shonen Jump properties make serious bank, so of course they would not. They're not eager to drop that shit. They were eager to drop...
One Piece. What?
Uh-huh.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say they were eager to drop Bleach because that shit was just draining them. The anime, at least, was wrapping them. Was that drained in them?
Well, at least with One Piece, the end goal of it feels like something that should and could take a long time. But with Naruto, they've already had one big time skip. And if he doesn't get to his goal soon, it's going to feel like it completely passed him.
I think the time skip was necessary. I mean, he was...
I hate time skips.
For him to be Hokage, he couldn't be, like, 12. He would have to be, like, pushing 18 at least. And he is now. And he would have to be, like, all the other grown-up characters with, like, a shitload of powers and, you know, which he is now.
Yeah.
Although, so, now, like, that I think about it, it is a little weird that all of these shows that keep wanting to draw themselves out for as long as possible, pretty much all of them have time skips. That's weird.
I fucking hate time skips. Like, I don't care, like, what anybody says. It annoys the shit out of me. Like, I want to know what happens, like, in between, like time skips, you know?
Yeah, they briefly
address. I think that's acceptable if they go to the time skip, and then if something happens and there was something in the time skip that was important to that, they flash back to that.
Yeah. Because at least then you, like, you know.
Yeah, Shippuden does that. They do flashback to some stuff. But mostly it's just him, like, training to do the shit that he should have done when he was a ninja in school already, you know, instead of him just, like, I'm just gonna run into fights and just kind of wing it, you know, like Naruto was doing in the original series. Like, nobody wants to see Naruto train. They wanted to see him, you know, jump into fights and be all awesome and, you know.